Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Well, hello, my sweet lovers. Marato Tle, and welcome to Tasso, the African Sex Show Online. I'm Lorraine Lionheart, your host and creator of Tasso, serving it raw and keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
So how about you open your mind and expand your erotic horizons? Welcome aboard to an exhilarating ride with your number one undisputed African sex goddess. Okay, that part may be wrong, but hey, join my naughty cult
and connect with all my sexy people around the world.
This is Tasso.
Rated 18 plus.
And definitely not for the faint-hearted. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
So, some of you may have read the title of this episode and thought, okay, wait a minute, should we start being concerned that this woman is losing her freaking mind? But if, for example, this was a man's podcast and the title read, My Perfect Dick, I very much doubt it would have raised any eyebrows, to be honest. So, I think some of you may have wondered if this is some nonsense about how pussy is so powerful that men risk their lives, convert to different religions, sell entire countries and start wars under the spell of this masterpiece that we can at least all agree is engineered to perfection, right? I don't know, but hey, I've heard that much dick bravado. Like, men talk about their dicks with such pride. I mean, a lot of men will not even hesitate to send you dick pictures. That's not something that we just do so easily as women, you know. Well, a lot of women don't just do that easily. We think at least twice before doing so. But nah, I don't really think men think that much when they want to send dick pictures. They just send, you know, sometimes even when you don't even ask for them, unsolicited. I mean, God, I have seen so many, like, boy, I've seen loads of dick pics. Men will write, you know, poetic text messages on WhatsApp or whatever it is that you use about how amazing their penises are. And even when they're actually very insecure about them. And I actually find that quite impressive. Like, I believe that when you fake confidence long enough, you will eventually start to believe your own bullshit. And that, I think, you know, it's kind of positive in some level, right? But anyway, yeah, a lot of ladies will agree with me on this one that they have at least met one guy who has a tiny dick, a tiny little dick, but actually believes it is massive, or one who is actually a lousy lover, but believes he is a sex god. Whereas as a woman, you may have seen men totally lose their minds when they're inside of you, but you're not going to go around saying, yeah, baby, my pussy is the shit. It's just not that common. It does not really happen much. We tend to invest more of our time into massaging men's ego by lying to them. And most men really don't even mind those lies, to be honest. So I went to Hong Kong once, a couple of years ago or 3 years ago, I can't remember. But anyway, in the hotel where I was staying, the TV had only Asian news and Asian porn. And obviously, you can imagine what I would choose given the choice between Asian news and Asian pornography, right? So anyway, I was watching this Asian porn and I could not help but laugh and be shocked at the same time, because I'm watching this woman literally choking, like choking on a dick, right? And the dick was like really small, like almost like a size of a lipstick maybe. But this bitch was like choking. And I'm like, wow. It just thinking, you have got to be kidding me. And then here's the funny part. When I checked out of this bloody hotel, they freaking charged me for watching that shit. But anyway, it is so common, especially for black men who have sex with loads of white women, to think that they have big dicks when they actually don't. I sometimes actually think that some white girls really blindly believe the big black dick hype so much that even when a brother is really small, they still believe that shit and they will actually tell him he is. And then the next thing you see this brother walking around with the big dick attitude and confidence because some white girls are filled his bloody head with some bullshit. And I also sometimes actually wonder if perhaps the big black dick propaganda was started by white women to control white men. Because most men who believe they have small dicks or are not competent, sexually competent or confident, or even, I don't know, if they believe they're a bit crap at sexually pleasing a woman, they would usually go out of their way to do so much more for their women to try and make up for their shortcomings, right? So I believe this whole hype may have been caused by white women to control white men, their men, you know? But anyway, I don't know. Did you think about it? So yeah, in general, we women tell men they're big when they're not. And sometimes it's not even about the men. Sometimes I think lying to men and massaging their egos, it's not really what it seems. Sometimes it's about us lying to ourselves, because we can also be conscious about the sizes of our pussies. Yeah, it is actually a thing. To be insecure about, oh, is it too big? Is it tight enough? This is why actually I think all these vaginal tightening products are now becoming quite popular and doing really well in the sex industry. But yeah, we hide that secret insecurity so well, and such things are hardly ever discussed. If he gets his mind wrapped around his own dick, if we can get him to get his head wrapped around his own dick and thinking it's big and all that, it's like he almost hypnotizes himself during sex and may hardly even notice that your vagina is a little bit on the large side. So, you know, there's a game in here. Men don't want to even think about vagina sizes, I don't think. You know, it's not a thought that they entertain much, I don't think. And I think it's because to think of a vagina as large forces them to consider if maybe it's not actually the vagina that's large, maybe it's the dick that's too small. So you can't think of the other without thinking of the other, if that makes sense. And I, you know, the size issue, oh my God, the size issue is a very sensitive one. Like, even when one has to confront it internally or alone, you know, it's a sensitive one. But yeah, a lot of women want men to feel good about their dicks, but never actually wonder what would happen if we also started consciously feeling great about our vaginas. We are so content with just knowing we got holes and they serve the obvious purposes. But what if there was a lot more to a vagina? What if a vagina can actually do a lot more than sex and childbirth? This is what these episodes that I'm now starting are all about. The reason why I actually started this by, you know, with talking about dicks so much, even though the episodes are actually about vaginas, was to emphasize on the reality that even though dick pride may seem like it's an attitude that's only of some influence to man's sexuality, A lot of men naturally use dick power to manifest what they want. And they learn this from a young age, subconsciously, I think. I have heard men call their dicks guns or refer to them in a tone that suggests they are powerful tools designed to destroy. Desire to destroy or even destined for glory and victory in some way. They would talk about their dicks like they're talking about little warriors in between their legs. You know what I mean? Which they may well be, by the way. So basically, men build relationships with their dicks, which give them a sense of personal value and have direct influence on how they perceive their own masculinity. But we are talking about basically a part of a man's body. Come on. That's physically really quite delicate, vulnerable, and quite sensitive as well. Like, I mean, sometimes it can't even handle that much head. You know, you'd be busy trying to give him head. And you'd be like, ooh, baby, take it easy, gently. I'm like, ooh, okay, sorry, boss. I'll take it easy. So, but anyway, I don't mean that negatively. I don't mean to belittle dicks. You know, dicks are powerful, of course. But my point here is we women sometimes don't even have an opinion about our own vaginas and don't make a big deal of them. But I'm here saying, if popping out babies is not enough reason to convince you to take pride in your vagina and use it to your higher good, then these episodes are about to give you a profound insight into the power you have as a woman that you may well have been totally oblivious to. It's like, I don't know, women talk about sex a lot. We do talk about sex. And we consume ourselves with dick talk so much. I mean, we can openly praise dick, but hardly ever praise our own vaginas. We shy away from discussions about our vaginas, period. Unless it's like clinical or it's like about hygiene or something like that. But just talking on a deeper level about vaginas, these are not conversations that are common amongst women. But the good news is here on TASSO, those discussions have to happen. They must happen and they are happening. And like I mentioned in a previous episode, sometimes it can be a little too, even very uncomfortable for a lot of women to even say the word vagina, like for God's sake. But for those women, just simply finding that courage to actually say the word vagina out loud can be very liberating in some way and can open doors to potential new forms of freedom, power, deeper self-love. You feel me? Because I think society is constantly trying to convince us that the only special thing about being a woman is the fact that you have a vagina. And anything else you think you got is inferior to a man's. But I'm thinking, instead of actually trying so hard to prove society wrong by pushing our vaginas to the side and belittling them in the process, maybe it's time we stood up and said, yes, our vaginas are actually a big part of what is truly special about us. Celebrating the power of our vaginas does not in any way belittle penises, I don't think. Our vaginas are a big and important part of not only our femininity and sexuality, but also, most importantly, our spirituality, according to me, anyway. I think a woman's relationship with her vagina can change her life, from her general happiness to her career. Like letting people project their own fears and anxieties about vaginas onto you can literally rob you of your true self. And I think that is such a shame. I believe that you can heal your life through consciously reconnecting with your vagina, healing yourself, healing others. And this is true. This is truly what makes a vagina very powerful, regardless of whether or not it's capable of pushing out babies. Apparently, there was an old movie that described a woman's pussy as feeling like a velvet glove cast in iron, like basically soft but strong as fuck. Built with muscles that are meant to handle childbirth. So really, we can all agree that talking from a physical reality point of view, the strength of a vagina is undeniable. We even have women these days who are lifting weights with their vaginas for world records and just to prove how strong their hoo-has are. I think vaginas are so strong that I honestly believe in a subconscious way, they do challenge some men's entire masculinity. Yep, to a point where I think sometimes during even consensual sex, there can still be like an air of violence and aggression. This may actually be one of the reasons why some people enjoy rough sex and even painful sex. And this, by the way, applies to both men and women. I, for example, I enjoy getting a tattoo. Even though it's painful, I somehow convince myself that that pain is therapeutic and not quite self-harm, even though some people may beg to differ. And I believe that some women actually enjoy painful sex for reasons that they in some way view their vaginas as a part of themselves that deserves punishment. Yep. Some people enjoy watching, enjoy watching pornography that arguably promotes abuse. I believe we are subconsciously suppressing the power of the vagina because we do not understand it. We don't know much about it. And naturally, we are afraid of the unknown. Women who own their sexuality and they live in their feminine power can sometimes come across as intimidating and threatening. So in fear of what could become a world full of sexually and spiritually empowered women, we hide that education about the vagina from girls. The power of the pussy therefore remains as mysterious as cats. As cats themselves, like, oh my god, a cat is such an enigma. So many stories told about cats. I don't know, some say it has mysterious, mystical, spiritual powers, just like the vagina. So I think even though the nickname pussy apparently has nothing to do with the cats, I think it's pretty much still fitting as a nickname for vagina. So yeah, vaginas are spiritual, very, very spiritual parts of our bodies. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Tassel was merely to introduce an open discussion about vaginas, and we're going to explore the pussy and all its magical wonders in the following couple of interview-based episodes. I will be globetrotting as usual, digitally, and speaking to people around the world who have interesting views about vaginas. We will cover so much ground, but my personal goal for these vagina episodes is to bring light to the power, the bliss, the enlightenment that comes with women understanding, connecting, and building relationships with their own vaginas. I believe that sexual pleasure and just really just connecting with your own vagina in a non-sexual way can be pathway to greater inner peace, creativity, self-liberation, and self-empowerment. So I think that we need to stop thinking of a vagina as just something that's just there, you know, for to give to a man or for childbirth. And both are, of course, very important, but we really need to start completely owning our vaginas and truly understanding why they're there, that they're also there for us. They're for us too, and they're there for a lot deeper reasons as well. Anyway, I believe that one cannot truly accept and love themselves when they in some level associate a part of themselves with sin and shame, especially such a powerful part of yourself. So on this series, we're going to be exploring the vagina in both the sexual and the spiritual context. So please do join me next time for the interviews. You do not want to miss them, I promise you. I'm Lorraine Lionheart, and you've been listening to Tasso. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so please connect with me over there. You can also search for Tasso Podcast on Facebook. I hope to connect with you on social media. I love to connect with you on social media. So to contribute to Tasso, if you wish to do so in any way, if you wish to be interviewed on my show, please feel free to email me at tasso.podcast@gmail.com. And please do not forget to subscribe to Tasso on tassopodcast.com. I wish you guys very exciting sex lives, okay? Even if you're single and you only ever have sex with yourself, hey, I wish you well. So till we meet next time, it's goodbye, my lovers. Maratatle. Come back again and taste my melons. Mwah.